Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out Fish Tips and Trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is Mike Maropoulos. I'm in here for John Hennigan, and he's down there fishing hard for marlin in Yellowfin. In fact, we're going to hear from him pretty soon, and I'm not sure I want to be told. I'm sitting here in a studio, and he's down there catching marlin and tuna, I think. But anyway, we'll be talking to him and a few of his friends down there in just a little while. We just talked with Ken up at Kachuman. The report was pretty good. The water temperatures drop, and the fish are up on top. For those of you that want to run over there to Kachuman Lake and do that fishing up near the surface, because that's where they are. I know that our fishing here, you know, we probably have as good a rock fishing as there is on the coast. And I know that Jason Diamond gets out there and gets those fish, and we just about have it all to ourselves, including, I know the lingcod from up there in Morro Bay and that area are pretty good, but as a whole, I think our rock fishing is outstanding. Besides, we've got the weather. It has been incredible. And hopefully it's that way up and down the coast. I think probably it is. We got a little swell coming in now and a lot of wind, but it sounds like that's not going to stick around too long. Personally, I'm very interested in getting out in that kelp. My boat's down. I want to get it up. I'm going to go out there and hit that. I know those calico bass and white sea bass are out there in that kelp. They're waiting for me, and I plan to get out there right away. And we're going to go up and down the coast. We're going to Alaska. We're going to go down to the East Cape down in Baja California, where John is, and we're going to run out to Florida. We're going all over the place, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're coming up here on a commercial pretty quick. We got to do our thing for those guys because, let's face it, the sponsors really, really help us out. I mean, and they're for us, they're with us, and we're for them, and we're with them. And we'd like to encourage you to do the same for us. And we're going to say goodbye, but we're going to be right back. We're going to start traveling, okay? Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
Gonna back this boat into the water. Find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says there's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio and fishtalkradio.com. This is Mike Maropoulos in here for John Hennigan. He's down there in La Paz, and you know what? We're going to talk to him right now. John, we got you on the line?
Mike, let me try and explain a little bit, because okay. Things are a little bit confusing. Actually, we're at Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Los Feliz, the East Cape of Baja, Mexico, and standing in the same room with me, well, sitting right next door to me, is Eddie, who's the reservations manager for the Van Wormer Resorts. We have Mike, who's the media and promotional representative from Picante Fleet that we fished with on Tuesday. And then, of course, we've got Mike the Grizz from the television show ASOB, Adventure South of the Border. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little dance right here. But first of all, let me kind of give you a quick idea. I came down to Cabo San Lucas, fished with Mike on Tuesday. I brought three guys down locally from Santa Barbara area that have never, ever caught a marlin. So what we did is the first thing we did is went out and everybody got to catch their own marlin. And then Mike and myself and a couple other guys, we got, what did we catch Tuesday? I'm getting confused now. We had, we had four Dorado and four marlin. So not a bad day to start with, not a bad day. And then Wednesday was a travel day, so we came up to East Cape on Thursday. We got on our boat, anyway, we got 14 tuna and a wahoo. Ziggy got his first wahoo that ever in his life, so he's happy about that. So fishing is off the charts, off the charts, but we'll continue on with that. Now, and then on Friday, we go back out and go back down. We went south, almost down to Gordo Banks, which is a pretty good run. Got four more tuna, and then stopped and got limits of Dorado on the way back. So I'm very excited, very excited. So anyway, that's my report. Let me put Eddie sitting right here from the Van Warmer Resorts. Let him go ahead and continue with that.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to follow up on what John was saying. And I know that John was talking about the tuna and the Dorado bite being incredibly hot. We just had our fifth annual Salt Patrol tournament that just left on middle of the week, about Wednesday they left, and they fished 3 days. They had an incredible marlin tournament. They caught, with 20 boats that went out fishing, they caught 337 billfish with the 20 boats that went out, and that was about 200 and some odd sailfish and 70-something striped marlin and four blues and one black. So on top of all the good eating fish, the tuna, Dorado, wahoo, catching a tremendous amount of billfish in the East Cape area. So it's really been a nice end to our season now that it's winding down in November. It's probably been hotter this month than it has been probably all season long that I can remember.
If you don't mind, let me comment on that. It is cooling off a little bit this time of the year, but down here the fishing is hot and the weather is awesome. Water temperatures in the low 80s, air temperatures in the low 90s. But I just told you, the fishing is really good. So if you want to come down and get in on that, it's still not too late. They've got some specials coming. Well, specials in effect right now for November if you want to get some really good deals. So don't be afraid. See if you can get some good flights and come on down.
John, yeah. What do you guys are these troll fish mostly, or are you making bait?
Well, what we did for the tuna, we go out and got some sardinas, and we were just using those light tackle. We're using 15, 20-pound tackle on up to 40-pound tuna, so you lose a few, and it takes a while to bring them in. So that was a lot of fun. Dorado, you get troll, stop, hit a bite. We got into a school coming back in. We picked up, I believe, six in about 10 minutes. Yeah, we had the captain and the deckhand both dancing around the back of the boat. We had four people on the boat, including Mike. And so it was a Chinese fire drill for sure, but very exciting. That's what it's all about. And let's Mike give you his report from the Picante fleet and at a Cabo San Lucas.
Well, like John said, and the word is out, the fishing has been tremendous. Before John came down, we had some amazing days, some boats hooking 19 marlin and taking 9 to the boat. So it's been great. The tuna fishing's been great. We just finished 3 weeks of tournaments, and all the tournaments, the tuna tournament, the Bisbees, they've all said it's the best fishing they've seen in Cabo. They've never had such great days. And the weather has just it's been really good, and we're just happy to let you guys know that it's just going to get better.
What's the website, Mike?
Well, you can see our website's www.picantesportfishing.com, and that'll hook you up to us, and it'll give you all the information you need to get hold of us.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to stay with you through the rest of the show if you want, but we're going to put the grids on right now, and we have no idea how much time we have, so just keep us posted, because when you turn Mike on, sometimes it's kind of hard to get him to stop. So let's go ahead and Mike can give us an update on adventures south of the border.
Well, first of all, it's just great to be down here with Chucky. I mean, it's just fantastic. The time, everything, the fishing, everything. It's just absolutely wonderful. And to be able to fish with you, John, is another special event for me. And then we got Mike from the Picante, and fishing with him, I mean, he's a fly fishing man like I am. It's just doing great. But I want to tell you, the shows are doing real good on Adventure South of the Border. We're having a great season right now. You people can watch us catch monster marlin. I mean, really, really, we're catching some monster. We're catching fish 900 pounds, 800 pounds, 600 pounds, and all the bay in the Baja area. It's fantastic. And you are, guys, I'm really trying to get down here. You're not sweating to death catching fish. There's a nice breeze going, and the fishing is hot. I mean hot. The other day I got 19 sailfish before 1 o'clock. Now, I mean, John, if that's not something.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
This is Mike. You know,
yes.
The reason you guys are having all that good fortune and weather and nice water and all those good people you're sitting with is because I didn't go down on this trip.
Well, Mike, I think that we're going to have to make amends for that. But what I can tell you, you know, we don't really know why things happen or when they happen. Things run in cycles, and sometimes you go, well, I guess all the fish are gone. Of course, they do have fins and tails, and they move around. And when you got to go look for them, but this year, Mike, wouldn't you say that? Well, we talked about the tournaments, the Western Outdoor News Tuna Tournament, the Bisbee Tournament, all of the tournaments. They're record-breaking fish in sizes and numbers.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it, John. You know, I've been fishing all over the world for a lot of years, and I'll tell you, to catch 19 sailfish, for example, John, before 1 o'clock is just absolutely unheard of. And some of the giant fish that I personally have caught are part of what we're talking about, the tournaments. I think it's probably been the best year I've ever seen anywhere. I got a 95-pound rooster, John. That breaks all my records. So, I mean, it's just been a year, thanks to God, thanks to the fish. You know, it's just been a wonderful year. And all you guys should come down here. We've been down here. Not one of my guys have gotten their heads cut off or anybody's been kidnapped. Nobody's been robbed. I mean, you know, all the stuff I'm hearing you guys talk about the United States is hogwash. I'm down here. My son's fishing with me. So, I mean, that safety crap, I mean, let's not worry too much about it. But don't be going into the bars and waters. Don't be getting yourself in trouble getting drunk or going to those table dance areas. Here, you're not going to have a problem. So come down and be happy and enjoy your life.
Hey, John, this is Mike,
yes,
again. You know, I'm sure some of our listeners are going to be pretty interested in all this. Can we go through those websites or phone numbers for them once?
Well, let's do it a couple of times. First of all, we've got, you know, fishing here with Mike. It's Picante Sport. It's Picante. It's P-I-C-A-N-T-E, like the hot spice. Picante, and if you Google that, of course, it'll pop right up. PicanteSportFishing.com. That's an easy one. And then Van Warmers, of course, what you should do is go to FishTalkRadio.com and just click right on the front page. But that's also an easy one. And they've got a phone number that I always give out. That's the one that actually Kathy's called in on today to reach us, which is 877-777-TUNA. And again, Eddie's sitting right here and shaking his head, and Mike the Grizz. It's not too late. It's not too late. I mean, we got people, you know, it's just...
Give my website, John.
I'm waiting for you, Mike.
Okay.
I said ASOB. Go ahead.
Okay. Just remember, all you guys that want to get a hold of me, and get a hold of me, we'll tell you the best places to go, tell you what the conditions are, get a hold of us at www.asobonline.com. And right there you can get right a hold of us, and we'll be more than happy to work with you to tell you just what's going on. And you, too, could win a free trip if you get on that thing and fish with me for 2 days down here in Mexico. Well, I'll go back to you there, John.
Okay, and, Mike, by the way, that's not a the ASOB is not about Mike. It's Adventure South of the Border.
My mother said it was.
Anyway, in case you guys can't tell, we're having fun, and we'd like to have some more people come down and visit us. And Eddie's standing by the phones waiting for that 877 number to ring. And the finest fishing fleet in all of Cabo San Lucas, 18 high-end boats starting at a very reasonable price, is the Picante fleet. And if you've got the finest fleet of boats in Cabo San Lucas, Mike, I would say you got the finest fleet in the world.
Well, John, you know, the only fleet I fish with is the Picante. In Cabo's, I only fish with the Picantes, and in East Cape, there is nobody but Chucky. No one else exists down here. So, if I'm going to do it and make television shows, bring my family on it, you guys can be sure you're not going to get your head cut off. But you will catch a lot of big fish.
John.
You know what? That reminds me real quickly. I heard a few years ago, Eddie, that the Van Warmer fleet has more boats than the Mexican Navy.
That's right.
That's right, he said.
John, we're under a minute now, John.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish up, Mike.
Yeah, and you know, I think, and if you get this feeling that it's not too late, I'm sure that weather's going to hang on. But we're going to run off now, and we'll be back very soon and talk to some more people.
The magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer Resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
You get a lot of your phone, baby. You get a lot of your phone, baby.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is Mike Moropoulos again in here for John Hennigan, who we just talked to down at Palmas de Cortez on the East Cape. And, wow, what a report that was. It's pretty wild stuff and very legitimate. He had the actual people in there that are making all those things happen with wahoo and tuna. And you see, all of marlin he ever ran off there, every kind, stripers, blues, blacks. That's incredible, and I have a feeling it's going to last a little while down there. And we didn't give you those numbers and websites for you to call, because I think it'd be something that some of you guys might be a little bit interested in. That's pretty wild fishing down there. We're gonna try to run around just a little bit more. We're making radio contact, telephone contact with some of our guests that we have coming on. We're going to try to get down to Florida and down into the San Diego area. But it's really a lot of fun sitting here, because we're talking to you and to people who we are just alike. I mean, we all like the same thing. We're all in it together. We all like fishing. It's nice to talk to people and to talk to people that really enjoy what we enjoy. And it's a great thing and a pleasure for me to be able to do this. And I'm not a radio guy, I think you can tell that, but I enjoy it because of who we're talking to. You know, my background has been in coaching football at the high school level and doing some of those things, but it's been a little bit of a highlight for me. I wrote a lot of outdoor, I still write outdoor articles. I enjoy that. It's a lot of fun. I really like that. It's been great, but this radio thing with John has been really good for me, because it's just something new for me to do. And speaking of John, our guy, our host, we're going to take you back to John now, and he's going to come on and talk to us a little bit. Hi, John.
Hey, Mike. Was that fun or what?
Oh, wow.
Well, I do have to say that, you know, the timing is good, because I've been pumped up for some of the stuff that's been happening down here in the last couple of days. Yeah. Again, you know, a lot of people that may be listening to this, actually, there might be people listening to this in Germany and England. Actually, I've got some Europeans staying right next door to me. Somebody from Europe, from England, has been staying here as an avid sportsman. So, you know, don't be afraid, you know, to think about it. If you can get some decent airfares, this still is the time of the season. It does kind of cool off a little bit, but compared to the rest of the audience, cooling off means it might get down into the 70s. But the fishing is different. Right now, they're starting to see a lot of sierras along the coast, so pretty much most of the year, there's some good fishing. Sometimes it's wide open, and sometimes it's good. But the Mexican hospitality is always in season.
Boy, I'll second that. And you know, John, I think it probably, as you mentioned, the people are listening to this all over. It's really easier than it may seem to be. I mean, you can get the air flight down there. You don't have to take any gear with you. You don't even have to have knowledge to go down. You just talked about two guys that never caught a fish in their life going down there. It's pretty simple. You get down there, and they'll take care of boats, gear.
Oh, yeah. Again, you know, you got three guys from the area where we live. First day out, all of them wanted to catch a striped marlin, so they all caught a striped marlin. And then, of course, you know, after that, we went from Cabo San Lucas down to East Cape, and things didn't get any worse. But one of the things that we were touching on a little bit earlier, and something that Eddie had just showed me, it's a map of areas where there's trouble spots in Mexico, where places to be careful of. Well, on the map, they have different colors. Well, Baja doesn't even show up on the map, except for a little bit around Tijuana. So it really has been such misinformation that it's, to me, you know, I kind of take it personal when people tell me, what, you're going to Mexico? Are you crazy? Well, what can I say? Maybe Baja isn't Mexico. It certainly is. I'm certainly having a great time and working with a lot of great people.
Well, John, I'm a Mexico fan, you know. And I remember when we went down there for our outdoor writers conference, I enjoyed walking around the evening. I mean, it was such a peaceful atmosphere. It never even entered my mind that something might happen, you know. I just never saw anything. It was just a neat time.
Well, if you don't mind me doing a little short commercial break, is you can go to webtalkradio.net, and you can get a download of this program and some of the previous programs, and hopefully in the future some other programs. And it's so simple, easy to do. Take it, download it, listen to it at your leisure.
And John, that was webtalkradio.net?
Pretty easy, webtalkradio.net.
I might even be able to remember
on that. There you go.
Yeah. We're John, we're still trying to get a hold of some people that we're kind of anxious to talk to. But I tell you, that's been a very unusual program that we just finished talking with you guys. I think that was real. That was real fish talk.
Oh, yeah.
Even with some humor tossed in there. But
right.
That was truly fish talk. I enjoyed listening and didn't even feel.
You can feel the energy. We've got a lot of excitement here.
Yeah.
You know, Mike from the Conte fleet. Oh, he took his fly rod out with him today, and he wanted to try it out because, you know, he's only been down in Mexico and Cabo for about 6 months, but he's an avid fly fisherman, mostly from Colorado. But he took his fly rod out today. He didn't get a Dorado on it, but he did get, you know, some skipjack and a lot to pull. It was a lot of fun. And Eddie's sitting here right next to me now, and we're just kind of commenting is that that's starting to come into prominence down here. They're starting to see a lot more. You can come down with a fly rod. You don't have to catch, 200-pound marlin or even a sailfish. You know, you get a pull on some of these smaller skipjacks and some of the fun fish or the Sierra mackerel along on a fly rod. That is a heck of a lot of fun. And it's, you know, you don't have to trap through the Rockies to do it.
Okay, John, you know, we have a friend of yours on the line here, and we're going to be talking to Dan Hart.
Oh, good.
So, Dan, are you on with us?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi, Dan, yeah. This is Mike, and we got John on the line down there in Baja.
Okay, cool.
So how are things going with you down there?
Oh, they're going great. We got the weather going on for us, that's for sure. Yeah. If not the fish, the weather's going great.
We got a lot of wind up our way. Did you get that, or did it leave you alone?
Well, it was blowing. I fished on Monday, and it was blowing really hard. It was pretty. You didn't really want to be outside. We had small crafts up on Monday. Today, it looks like it's quite a bit better. It looks like we've got nice warm weather, a little bit of high pressure, a little bit of Santa Ana kind of thing going on. It's going to be over pretty quick, though, I think.
Dan, you're in Southern California, in particular in San Diego. Well, right now, I'm in Los Barriles, which is in the East Cape of Baja.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the stuff that we've been catching down here, you guys even target. We've had a lot of tuna down here, but, of course, not any of too many of the huge ones. We just finished up with the tournaments. A lot of big billfish, of course, and a lot of big tuna came in on that. And we've been talking all year about, you know, it's a strange year. The water temperatures stayed cooler than normal up until the very end, and then things are starting to turn on.
Yeah, we had a very late start to the season this year. Cold water all year long, and then we had a couple of, you know, a real nice bite for some yellowfin, and the yellowtail offshore bit a little bit there at the end for us. We had a phenomenal white sea bass here this year inshore around La Jolla and in there. So we had some unusual fishing this year. It was totally different than a standard year. Well, very late start, though, was the keynote of the year. We waited around until August before we saw anything for fish at all.
Dan, right. We really appreciate your input. That's so important to those of us that are listening and want to know how things are going along. And we're going to ask for a phone number right now in case somebody down there wants to get a hold of you there at West Marine. Could you give us a phone number?
Oh, yeah. You can get a live fish report from me anytime. Call me at 619-225-8844. You can get a hold of me or you can get a hold of Pete there. The fishing guys are ready to talk to you about that stuff anytime. You can find us at westmarine.com, and we're at 1250 Rosecrans right down by Shelter Island Drive in Point Loma if you want to come see us.
Okay, Dan, thanks very much. We always enjoy talking to you. We're going to look forward to next week.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. You guys have a great time.
We've got a friend online here who's a long ways from us, but it's a lot of fun talking to him. We've got Kevin down in Isla Mirada, and that's in Florida. And, Kevin, how you doing?
Very well. How are you tonight?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. I'm going to tell you something. We got pretty wild down there in Baja. You guys are probably doing pretty good there, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was a nice day out on the water today, so yeah. I spent all day out on the water myself.
Now, Kevin, I know we've talked with you before, and we're talking about a lot of different kinds of fish. What are you getting after right at this time?
Well, we were down in the mangroves today because the outside was pretty rough and windy today. It's a 10-foot swell's coming in today and tomorrow. Oh. So we stayed on the Gulf side today, just went out a little bit in the ocean but turned around. It was just too rough out there. But over in the mangroves, we caught a mangrove snapper today, so that's what we're having for dinner, cooking it up right now.
Kevin, this is John. Actually, I'm almost as far down south as you are, but maybe not quite. I'm down at the southern end of the Baja, and we're just kind of thinking about the difference between the fishing where you are and where we are. This is the time of the year where a lot of people, you know, have kind of given up on it. But if anybody's up in the, you know, maybe Canada or some of the areas where it's starting to get cold and they want to find some good fishing and some warm weather, I suspect that you can take care of them also.
Yeah, we always have, you know, the non-edible fish, the amberjacks, and we saw a lot of tarpon today. Good-sized fish, too, up to 5-6 feet we saw, you know, through the mangroves today. So it was an interesting day in the water, honestly.
John, we have to run off again now. Kevin, thank you. Give us a quick number, would you please?
Telephone number?
Yeah.
Yeah, 954-556-3032.
And I believe that's luxuryresorts.com. Is that right, Kevin?
Correct.
Luxuryresorts.com. That's an easy one. Okay, Kevin, I'll be in the studio next week. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, very good. All right.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked with Kevin before, John, and that's an exciting place down there. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Mike Maropoulos. We're at Fish Talk Radio and fishtalkradio.com, and we're coming right back.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
You gotta fly with the fly, anybody's guess. Got a knot in my leader and my line's all a mess. The fish ain't biting. Fish ain't biting no more.
Hi, glad to have you back. We're at Fish Talk Radio and fishtalkradio.com. We're talking to a lot of people and gone a lot of places, and we've got our host, John Hennigan, who is on the line with us right now. We've had some wild times, John.
Well, I appreciate you sitting in there, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed it, and it's been great, and it's wild. I'm impressed with what we heard, John. We got to sign off now. We're Fish Talk Radio, and fishtalkradio.com is out. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, will catch more fish than you.
Wanna look good and shine. There goes a big one, that one of mine.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. John Hennigan with Phil Friedman from 976 Tuna. Hey, Phil, have you had fun today?
A great time, John. Bouncing all around the globe talking about fishing. What could be more fun?
Well, not only that, you know, here it is, you know, this time of the year, and there's a lot of great fishing going on all over the place.
Absolutely. It's a big world, and there's a lot of different climates and a lot of different fish. You just got to be in the right place at the right time.
Well, that's, you know what, Phil, that is one of my number one rule to catch fish is go where the fish are biting.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can sit around and complain that maybe it's slow where you're at, but there's somewhere in this big, beautiful world where it's sunny, warm, and the fish are chewing up a storm.
But, Phil, we really appreciate your help today. And, yes, we've been all the way from Alaska to the southern tip of Baja on this particular program. And we even got a chance. Well, we didn't get back to Florida, but we will. We talked about it. Anyway, Phil, at 976tuna.com, they can reach you there. Is that correct?
That's correct, John.
And we would like to have some people come and visit us at fishtalkradio.com. We're getting ready to set our trips up for Real Fun Adventures next year, so get in touch and let us where we want to go. Phil, thank you very much. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we'll be back here again next week. Have a happy holidays.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too.